Piotr Delgado Kuszalczuk is half Polish and half Mexican, but he's known online as the Mexican Runner, not for any athletic abilities, but because of his video game skills. Piotr runs a live stream channel with close to 80,000 followers who love to watch him jump, run, and crash through old school Nintendo games like Donkey Kong, Legend of Zelda, and Super Mario Brothers. Piotr is a Guinness World Record holder for completing the Nintendo game Battletoads in only 24 minutes, and he's most famous for playing all 714 NES games, Nintendo Entertainment System, over the course of about 3 years. But his jump into dominating the gaming scene first began under some pretty tough circumstances. Producer Julia Hsu has our story.
The first thing I read about Piotr was an article about him finishing some sort of video game marathon. He'd been playing for about 3,400 hours, and he was in the home stretch on the last game, number 714. To celebrate, he brought tacos.
I specifically told him, because last time you just gave me one piece of lime, so can you add extra lime, like a lot of slices? This is what I get. 4 slices of lime for like 9 tacos.
The live stream videos show him sitting at home in front of a mic with a steady stream of comments and emojis flooding in from viewers. And the games themselves are the old ones from the 80s with chunky, pixelated 8-bit graphics where you have to make your character jump over barrels and spike pits. That day, there were about 15,000 people watching his Twitch channel. Now, if you're like me and are unfamiliar with the world of online streaming, Twitch is where gamers go to stream everything and viewers go to watch, comment, and even donate money to their favorite players. The idea of people sitting at home and just watching other people play games online is kind of weird at first. But a lot of people think of video games like a sport. Last January, there was this huge grand finale in a Counter-Strike tournament, and over 1 million people watched online. There's even a name for it now, esports. ESPN even broadcasts video games. But for Piotr, it began as a way to connect with other gamers.
Well, the big difference between playing alone at home is that sometimes you do something amazing, but there's no one there to share, to comment, or to react from what you did. You know, playing alone, it feels lonely. When I started playing for an audience, live streaming, it was just amazing.
An average player probably spends a few weeks playing through a game, gradually leveling up until they finish. But Piotr started streaming as a speedrunner, meaning he'd play games over and over and over to get faster, and people would watch him just to see how fast he could make it through. That's how he got his first Guinness World Record, yes, Guinness, for finishing one game in only 24 minutes. It's the sort of thing that takes a particular kind of personality.
And I feel this one, so I lose 1.5 seconds right there, man. You see? Wasted right there, man.
Then going over the same thing hundreds of times to perfect every move. Left turn here, jump over this stone here, pause for the spikes here. If it were me, I would want to smash my computer after hearing the same music over and over. But for him, it was fun. Physically, Piotr was just sitting in front of the computer. You can barely see any movement except for some faint twitching from his hands on the controller. But on screen, he was leaping with inhuman precision, hitting each extra bonus point, each slight pause carefully calculated to avoid obstacles. When he got into streaming, Piotr was living and working in London. Then his mom got sick. She had developed cysts in her kidneys, a family inheritance.
My grandmother died because of that. My uncle died because of that as well. There is a lot of cases in our family from the mother's side. It's just like a bomb. Like it's just a matter of time when it starts like to show up. You can have them and sometimes it doesn't affect that much, but sooner or later, they just start being a problem.
Piotr left his job and used his savings to move to Mexico to take care of her.
My mom, she has a very particular personality, and she doesn't have a lot of friends. And also the fact that my mom was divorced from my father, it didn't end up well at all. Basically, I knew my mom was alone.
He was living at home, taking care of the housework, the cooking and the cleaning, and helping his mom with all of her medical problems. She needed to start regular dialysis treatments, and that meant dealing with bureaucracy.
Unfortunately, in Mexico, there's a lot of paperwork for the dialysis. I mean, it's not like it's going to be only a one time and that's it. Every single dialysis requires like signatures of the subdirector, the medic in charge, the director of the whole unit.
Piotr started to hate all of these obstacles. Over and over and over, the forms, the agreements from the doctors, the facilities, a hellish version of speedrunning in real life.
It's really stressful because if you don't get a signature from someone, what happens?
And behind it all, he was seeing his mom change.
I always used to see my mom, you know, very strong and full of energy, but suddenly, like, her health started to decrease. Like, I started seeing her, like, in a very different way. And the fact that I had to take a lot of decisions regarding her health, nobody likes seeing their mom very sick and at the edge of dying, really. It's just not a nice sensation.
Saying it's not a nice sensation about your mom getting sick is quite an understatement. But I get the sense that Piotr isn't the most expressive when he's talking about his emotions. But what he wasn't saying explicitly was showing up in other ways.
Like I started to have like pain in my stomach. It was probably just psychological. I never went to the doctor. I had to be strong for my mom. I knew it was just because of stress.
And then, while online one day, a friend suggested he take on a new challenge, something big, something that might take his mind off hospital forms.
He just said, like, why don't you beat all the NES games? And I was like, challenge accepted.
The day before his mom was able to get her first dialysis treatment, he started a mission to play every licensed game, all 714, for the Nintendo Entertainment System, or NES. Again, an aside for non-gamers like me, the NES is a video game console that was released in 1985 in the US, and it is the system that got kids into gaming. This was around the time that home computers were starting to become a thing, but by 1990, one-third of American households had an NES, more than the number of households with a computer. It's the console that popularized Super Mario Brothers, Mega Man, Zelda, games that we still play today on more modern systems. In the gaming world, there are people who love buying old consoles and old games, even though they look so plain compared to stuff that we have today, like games in 3D or even virtual reality. Piotr had a mission to play all 714 NES games. It was a kind of insane Mount Everest quest born out of nostalgia and the same obsessive attention that he paid to speedrunning. He named it NES Mania. Game number 67, a game that makes you do dance aerobics moves. He had to act out the moves on this plastic mat. Huh. Huh. Game number 100, a video game version of Where's Waldo, which he apparently streamed while only wearing his boxers.
I don't see him.
I like it.
Oh, there it is. He's hiding there? Oh my god, man.
Game number 463, The Simpsons Bart versus the Space Mutants. Game number 548, learning how to play piano with an electric keyboard. And his efforts were attracting more viewers online. People started paying money, both reoccurring subscriptions and one-off donations. Piotr says he couldn't get a regular job because he had to be available for his mom all the time for doctor's appointments. So the income from gaming was an unexpected blessing. Plus, it was like a tiny vote of confidence every time someone dropped a donation and told him to keep playing. Some people even sent games to play.
Sometimes, like, I'm having the worst day of my life, and somebody just comes to my stream, and they support me, like, $100. And it's not about the money, but they put a message there, Like, thank you so much for making me go through my, you know, injury a lot smoother. Thank you for all the hard work you do. I love you. It makes you feel like whatever you're doing, it is working.
NES mania continued for almost 3 years. During that time, Piotr says he didn't really open up too much online about his mom, but people knew what was going on. Streaming fit into his erratic schedule. He could take his mom to appointments whenever he needed to, play games as long as he wanted, and there was a whole community of gamers out there cheering him on. His longest live stream went for 26 hours straight, without the typical help that you might expect.
Oh no, I don't drink coffee at all. Water, juices, eating food, healthy food, but no, I do not drink coffee.
Which brings us back to last February when he was finishing up NES Mania. By now, his mission had attracted commentators.
One game I'd like to see him play soon would be maybe like a Legend of Zelda.
I'd probably give him something tough but good, something like Cobra Triangle.
He says there was so much hype around the last game. By the time he got there, some people had been watching for years, every day.
Like when I was tweeting, like there was like suddenly 1,000 tweets.
All through NES Mania, Piotr had played games not in any official order, sometimes taking requests from his fans. But under one viewer's recommendation, he'd saved the most popular NES game for last, Super Mario Bros. 3. In the midst of taking care of his mom, this was the journey he could control with the ending he could choose.
The moment where the NES history is written.
Now, for the occasion, he has on a black dress shirt and a red tie.
The first person to ever beat all the games.
And then, on screen, Mario walks up to Princess Peach.
Thank you, but our princess is in another castle. Just kidding.
That Princess Peach, very fun.
It's all over. With the final end screen of the game up and the credit music playing, Piotr sniffs a bit.
One of my favorite music. I have a very fond memory about this.
He starts reminiscing about a family vacation in Mexico. His mom is a musician, and because of that, Piotr and his brother are musicians too.
We went the whole drive whistling this song. Really nice memory. You see that at the end? You see that at the end right there? I don't want to look the cam.
Watching the live stream, I wonder how much Piotr was thinking about his mom and what they'd been through in the past years since he started NES Mania. In a way, maybe ending with Super Mario is more than a nod to his fans. Maybe it's also a tribute to his family. But before things get too emotional, he pulls out his tacos and starts snacking. Soon, he's hiccuping from all the spice.
This is not good.
These days, Piotr and his mom live in Poland, her home country. They moved back because getting healthcare there is easier for her, and she's on the list for a kidney transplant. He still live streams all the time, and you can watch him playing games on his channel. And you can listen to him play video game music with his brother.
Latino USA producer, Julia Hsu.